This is the Composer's Datebook for July 2nd. I'm John Burge. On this date in 1723, churchgoers in Leipzig were offered some festive music along with the gospel readings and sermon. The vocal and instrumental music was pulled together from various sources, some old, some newly composed, and crafted into a fresh, unified work, a church cantata, entitled Herz und Mund und Tat und Leben, which in English would be Heart and Voice and Thought and Action. The idea was that the text and music would complement and comment on that day's scripture readings and sermon. Now, this sort of thing was not at all uncommon back then for the hard-working composer Johann Sebastian Bach. On average, Bach would prepare and present around 50 church cantatas a year. And Bach's cantata number 147, presented on July 2nd, 1723, concluded with a catchy melody that would be revived to great effect some 200 years later. In 1926, the concluding choral section of Bach's cantata Jesus bleibet meine Freude, in the original German, was arranged by the British pianist Dame Myra Hass and given an English title, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. It became a popular piano recital selection and, over time, a very popular piece to play at weddings, even though Bach's original cantata text had nothing at all to do with tying the knot. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.